Welcome to Some Joyful Noises, a music podcast with no rhyme, rhythm, or reason. This show is a proud member of the Anazal Podcast Network. The reason we do this show is for community, not because any of us are music experts, but rather because we believe that music helps shape community. And that's something that's really important to all of us at the Anazal Podcast Network. I'm Joshua Knoll. I am the producer of this show. I say producer and not host because this show has no host. It has no schedule. It has no format. You are just as much the host as I am. If you would like to find out how you could lead your own episode of Some Joyful Noises, then listen to the end of the show for an invitation to lead your own conversation on this podcast. We hope you enjoy this show with no rhyme, no rhythm, and no reason. Hey guys, welcome to Some Joyful Noises, a music podcast with no rhyme, rhythm, or reason. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about pirate music.
Yeah.
Yeah. This show is part of the Anazal Podcast Network, and this is our experimental music podcast dumping ground. Like, anytime one of the leaders of our network or any of you guys want to just do a podcast recording that has to do with music, we just put it here. Not really any format or anything to it. It's just kind of staying noisy, you know? Today, like I mentioned earlier, I'm going to be talking about some pirate music. I'm discussing some of what draws people into the study of like pirate history, why people enjoy a good sea shanty, all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be kind of a silly, loose episode. I'm going to have fun. But I might not know a lot about music. I'm definitely not a music expert. I don't even have very good opinions when it comes to music, apparently. But I do understand music's important. It's important for shaping communities. It's important to understand our history, all kinds of stuff. So I think it's important that we do appreciate music. We take the time to understand its role in our society and in our cultures. So that's what I'm here to do. If I say something's a good song, take it with a grain of salt. You want to hear from somebody else, that's fine. Usually what I mean is I enjoyed myself during that song. I have no right to tell you whether or not it's like objectively good. All that said, if you do want to hear more people who aren't music experts just talking about music and its role in our culture, society, wrestling with what the music's trying to say, make us feel, or how it's trying to get us to relate to one another, all that kind of stuff, you can subscribe to our show wherever you get your podcast. Rate and review. It does a lot to just get the word out. Share it with friends. Email us and let us know if you want to do an episode. If you want to record an episode of Some Joyful Noises, email me. Just send me an audio. I'll probably put it up as long as you're not saying something that's like too out there and awful. But we're open to having anybody host an episode. There is no host. I'm just a producer who sometimes I do more than other people because I just like to talk too much. That's all. All that said, let's jump to our main stuff. Talking about pirate music, for me, I'm not necessarily talking about like the music the actual pirates sang or thought about. We probably will touch on some of that later on. I'm mainly thinking of like, as a culture, when we have pirated media, what music we associate with them is kind of really where my head's at. So I can't have that conversation and not start off with Disney's Yo-Ho, A Pirate's Life for me. So let me see if I can get this going. It's been a minute since I've done one of these episodes, so hopefully this works out well. Yeah, if we don't play at least a little bit of that number, I'm sitting against pirates or something, I think, maybe. typically we're like, oh, that's just silly fun, whatever. And it is. But I do want to get a little bit into the history. So, one, where we are with like robotics, animatronics would not happen if it wasn't for the Pirates of the Caribbean ride that exists in Disneyland. I'll shoot a link down below in the description episode. We did a systematic ecology a while back, me, Liz, and TJ. This is one of our other podcasts where we actually talk about the history of this ride, and it's incredible. Part of this ride was just for fun, but part of like Walt Disney's vision from the beginning was a park that everyone would have fun at, adults, kids, grandma, grandpa, whoever, right? And he did want it to be educational. At one point, they were just going to be like wax models, and it was going to be like a museum kind of thing. So it's trying to blend this educational fun thing together. definitely the version we have now is more just the fun stuff, but there are still field trip stuff that goes down there and they talk about the history of pirates and stuff. So it's a little bit of both. The song itself, if you notice, still does have some of that stuff. It talks about some of the things that pirates actually did. It just says it so gleefully that maybe you don't know, like, we pillage, we plunder. It's like, wait a minute, that's not good. Why are we teaching kids that? But, you know, it's in the song. It's there. One of the things, too, that I really appreciate is it's exciting. It's, oh, it's a pirate's life for me. And I think that does get to the heart of why people like me really love pirate history and stuff like that. Is pirates were about freedom. And I know that's going to sound absurd, but even like when we go through a lot of this stuff, like what it means to be American, it's really hard to disassociate that from piracy. And I've talked about that several other places. And I'll talk about it more everywhere probably as we go. This is more of a music focused episode, but there were so many laws, there were so many things being enforced in America that weren't just and still are, right? But at the time of like the great pirate golden era, what was happening is a lot of people who were slaves, a lot of people who were women, a lot of people who were marginalized, who were put down, who didn't have the same rights as cisgender white males like myself. They wouldn't say some of the same words, but they were put out. So a lot of what these pirate crews were made of were people who just didn't have rights. They were like, you know what? It's better to risk my life daily and try to maybe just steal some gold, steal my way to being able to just have a good life and enjoy myself. So a lot of it was actually about freedom. The slaves, hell yeah, they're having a much better time on a pirate ship than they are in the fields, right? And we're going to get to some of this later, but like the pirate ships, some of these old songs that we actually would hear on pirate ships, like some of the sea shanties and stuff like that, it's going to be a weird blend of different things, including even some of those Negro spirituals. So I use that term. It's a technical term for some of the gospel songs that would be sung by slaves in the field working at this time in America, right? And they would sing these songs about freedom, about the Exodus in the Bible, and these spiritual, really good songs. And it would encourage them to keep working. And some of those motifs, some of the lyrics even, definitely a lot of the tune, will make it into our pirate sea shanties. So when we're thinking of, like, what does it mean to be a pirate or to have pirate music? Freedom's at the heart of that. And I could definitely imagine some of these people who used to be slaves, who were women without rights, who are now on this pirate ship. Yeah, they're risking their life. Yeah, they're still not in a great situation, right? They might have scurvy. That's a pretty common problem. But man, when they think about the life they have without that, slaves, women with no rights, especially women without husbands, they were belittled, they were treated like whores almost in a lot of situations. And slightly enough pirate history, like, I'm not just throwing stuff out, like, this is just stuff that happened. It might not have been the norm, but it's stuff that happened a lot with people who ended up becoming pirates. So yeah, I could definitely imagine them going, yeah, a pirate's life for me, right? Being happy about that. I like the song. It is silly, it's goofy, it's slightly educational, mostly just on the fun side, but I do think it gets at the heart of when I think of like pirate music, what we're actually thinking about. Another one that's super silly, super goofy, I don't think in any way was there any intent for this to be educational or to get at the height of piracy or anything, but I grew up evangelical in like the 2000s, so if I don't play Reliant K, if I don't play something from VeggieTales, I'm in trouble. So I'm going to do both at once. Reliant K does a cover of a VeggieTales song, The Pirates Who Don't Do Anything. If you don't know anything about this song, I'll say a little bit about it in a minute. But I got to play a little bit of this. It's a great song. In the show, VeggieTales, you know, it's talking vegetables, telling you about the Bible, whatever, and most of the time in an episode there will be a silly song with Larry, and it's just Larry the cucumber coming out and he's saying something silly, or, you know, one of the other characters, they have a song about belly buttons. I love the cheeseburger. I could go on for days. I love the VeggieTales music. Maybe that'll be an episode one day, maybe that's next, we'll see. one of them is The Pirates Don't Do Anything, and of course the kid version doesn't sound as rocky. It's a lot more lighthearted. But what the song actually says, what it does, it's I forget all the names of the characters, but you have three characters. One of them is Larry. The other two are trying to be a little bit more serious about their silly song. It's The Pirates Don't Do Anything. They'll sing about some piratey things, going out to Boston, going, doing some, you know, adventuring, treasure hunting, whatever. But then they say, but not us. We're the pirates who don't do anything. And then, of course, when it's Larry's turn, he umps the silly to the like millionth degree. And he's like, I don't look good in leggings and I can't paint daisies on a big red rubber ball or, you know, whatever. It's just crazy. Mashed potatoes up against the wall. Craziness happening, which is, you know, the funny part. It's why I loved it as a kid. I still love that song. It's a lot of fun. I think Reliant K for doing a rock version of it. Love them for that. It was so good. I always love that. Growing up with this stuff was just truly, it was a delight. I can't believe I grew up in a time such as this. Right. All that said, one of the things I think they unintentionally get at is that was most pirates' goals, right? What was to just not do anything. Like, they wanted to get the wealth. They want to get the stuff. Most people who went into pirates, if you read like the journals, the different stuff, like they knew like this isn't a career that I'm going to live very long in. So what they wanted to do was do a couple quick jobs, take the loot, take whatever, find a place to stow away, and just be able to live. One of the, I don't want to say my favorite pirates to study, one of the most prolific pirates, Robert Matthews, I'm going to talk about him a little bit more, like awful, terrible individual, massacred a lot of people, right? But he would often do the same, where like they would take what they need, give nothing back. We're going to get more to that in a song later on. But, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean, can't help but quote it. Take what they need. Find a place to just exist as long as they could. So they weren't constantly going on the run and just trying to be rich. They were trying to get what they needed to survive and have a good time out on the sea doing nothing. So I think they unintentionally really got at something. And the song, the pirates don't do anything. So, you know, I got to bring it up. Plus, again, 90s kid, grew up with VeggieTales. Y'all knew this was just, it was what's going to happen. Taking a little bit more of a serious route. They're still adult pirate songs, right? And they're still silly a little bit, intentionally so. But there are some songs that go a little bit more like for adults, a little more harder. Aelstrom is one of my, I don't know, I don't want to say favorite. It's a band I really like, and it does like pirate metal. I think metal is the correct term. It's fun. They're fun to listen to. You don't get a lot of that sea shanty fun to sing along with stuff, but you still see this like rebelliousness. And I want to touch on that a little bit, but like a lot of piracy isn't just freedom and fun and, oh, hey, we have a better life. There is, of course, that sense of rebellion. The people who enjoy pirate media, pirate culture, that kind of, you know, whatever. We also appreciate the rebellious stuff. I'm going to play part of the song. Again, remember, it is metal, so it's going to be a lot harder. A big jump from the last few things I shared here, but I think it's great. Yeah, so that's Aelstrom by Aelstrom. We're here to steal your beer, drink your rum, at a point of the gun, right? Yeah, pirates weren't good people. But, like, I want to get at that. And I think the music video really shows something that you might not have seen otherwise. You might have noticed in the music video that the people that they're stealing from are, like, these high, you know, I don't have the right word, like the floofy rich people, right? Like the high and mighty, the sitting up in their ivory towers, not ivory towers, you know, different times, whatever. But they're the ones who think of themselves really important. If you think about Pirates of the Caribbean, it's the governor's daughter. These people are the ones getting ransacked. It's people who are sitting rich, wealthy, living a good life, while all these other people who are working in the fields of slaves, or women without husbands who don't have any way to make a life for themselves, are just poor people on the streets begging for change. And a little bit of this rebellion, which I still think is wrong, mind you, but there's a little bit of satisfaction in, like, yeah, the pirates are taking from the rich, these assholes, if you will, who are just sitting up there ignoring all the problems of the world below, while these other people are turning to piracy because it's the only way for them to have a real life. And you're kind of like, a little bit hard not to cheer for the pirates until you remember, you know, there's also rape and murder going on. It's not just pillaging and plunder. But it's still a little bit of you is like, yeah, I like that rebellion. I feel that. I resonate with that, right? So in my own world, very different set of problems, very different solutions. I have no desire to go pillage and plunder or any of that stuff, right? But I do get a little satisfaction knowing I live in a world where people might be drug out of their cars in the streets because they're brown, because poor people still can't have access to healthcare, all this like terrible stuff happening. And I still do get a little bit of satisfaction of these music videos, these pirate media, and seeing like those who were marginalized getting the power to take it back, even if it's in a bad way, even if the rebellion has gone too far, you know, I'm one of those who I don't believe the means justify the ends. Some things I think are just wrong. Wrong is wrong. That's just my opinion. But that doesn't mean I don't get satisfaction out of seeing some people getting what's coming to them, and especially getting it from those who were marginalized, who took the power for themselves. Even if I don't agree with the means, it can still be satisfying to see, to sing about, to enjoy this media. And that's what a lot of the people who enjoy pirate music, especially Aelstrom fans, I think that's where that community lies. Like I mentioned, music is for community. I think the community is lying in this era where we're like, we just love seeing the marginalized get the power back. And also, pirates look cool. So like there's the adult version is a lot of like the marginalized getting the power back. Yeah, rebelling against the man. But we would be lying if we didn't say some of it's still the cool outfits, the swords, the swashbuckling adventures, the treasure. You know, we're lying if we're saying that stuff isn't still appeal to us. Like the inner kid still appeals, that stuff appeals to. But also in maturity, we have a new layer in this piracy where we appreciate that other stuff. I'll try to also remember in the description, TJ and myself on the Whole Church podcast, another podcast on the Unazal Podcast Network, check it out. We actually talked with someone who wrote a book about radical theology and piracy, showing kind of the correlation. So if you don't know what radical theology is, it's kind of this idea that like God isn't something that just exists. It's something that persists. So it's like something where you can look back and be like, oh yeah, God was there. Like justice, I think, is a typical example they go with. It's like you don't know justice when it's happening, but you can look back and be like, oh, justice was had. So I think in radical theology, what you're doing is you look back and be like, oh, yeah, God was there. So he went through a lot of this radical theology stuff, looking at piracy, and he heavily criticizes capitalism as a means of why pirates will always happen and need to happen. Fascinating interview talking about that book. I can't remember the author's name off the top of my head, but I will link the show that down below, and I'll remember to write his name in that description for the link, so you guys will know what I'm talking about and can check that out. I highly recommend that episode. It was a lot of fun, really educational, great time. All right, so other stuff we have to get to. Camaraderie is a huge part. You know, I mentioned music's always about community building, and we talk about sea shanties. So a lot of your actual pirate music is going to be your sea shanty, the classic sea shanty we all think about. Sometimes you associate more with the Irish. Sometimes you more associate it with pirates. Sometimes you just sailors in general, whatever. When I think pirate music, I often do think sea shanties. And sometimes it are the Irish sea shanty or, you know, whatever else. There's a reason for that I'm going to get to. That camaraderie is important. Sea shanty, and I mentioned a little bit of this earlier, a lot of your sea shanty is a weird blend of all these different cultures. So you have your Negro spirituals being brought in from the slaves who became pirates, who are now on these ships, and they're infusing some of their music in with what else is going on. You have the Irish. There was a Catholic, English, Anglican war stuff going on. So a lot of you pirates, like Henry Morgan, wasn't technically a pirate, but still my favorite pirate was Henry Morgan. You know, a lot of that's coming over. So you have your Irish music being part of these songs that are being shared amongst the community on these ships. They have the Irish, you have the Negro spirituals, you have the English songs, you have stuff they're just making up because they're bored on a ship, right? So you have this really interesting blend of musics, even from Native American, all coming together in your sea shanties, which is why they feel so unique. But the main goal originally of the sea shanty was to give instructions on how to work. You couldn't always hear one another, right? So we're talking about like how we're going to host the anchor, you know, pull the anchors up, hoist the sails, all that stuff. The easiest way to do it was get everybody to sing a song about it, because then if everybody's singing, everyone will hear what they're supposed to be doing. And then doing that repetitively, everyone is going to remember what's happening. And the song was very useful in that way. So there was a practical reason for having these sea shanties at first. And then you start getting these different blends. And then you remember, it's still hard work. Piracy wasn't all fun. They were getting sick pretty regularly. They were sailing without a motor. It's hard. So it was also for morale. So it started off as this thing for instruction, became for morale. And then it also came into this whole like setting your norms. You know, you have your rules, your laws, the pirate code, which is going to go right back to Robert Bartholomew. He had a pirate code. It's going to be very relevant for the song, so I'm not going to get too much into it now. But you had the codes, but then you also had just like the norms. Like we just want people to know, like, hey, maybe don't. So you have these songs of like embarrassment or like things that kind of like were warnings, but like just full warnings. No idea when Drunken Sailor was actually written, anything like that. But I can imagine this actually being one of the songs, if you hear about how these songs were, sea shanties were written, came up with, all that stuff, and what they were about. It actually, I could see it, because what the song's doing is saying, don't be that drunken sailor, because early in the morning, we might shave your belly with a rusty razor. Who knows? So the song was fun. It was for camaraderie. It was to just uplift morale, but it also was kind of a warning a little bit. So you had a lot of sea shanties like that as well. And yeah, you can't talk sea shanties and not play Drunken Sailor. So I'm going to play a little bit of Drunken Sailor from the Irish Rovers here. If I can get it up here. Here we go. Hey, that's your rises early in the morning. Shave his belly with a rusty razor. Shave his belly with a rusty razor. Shave his belly with a rusty razor. If you're a weirdo like me, it's incredibly difficult not to sing along. Shave his belly with a rusty razor. Shave his belly with... I didn't know the whole way. Hey, like, I don't know. Something about it. Like, I get into it. It makes me like, okay, this is like my secret. If I'm falling asleep, if I'm work and I'm like dead sleepy, or if I'm in the car and I'm like, ugh. I play these all. Like, I get excited, I get into it. And I'm like, oh yeah, it makes sense. This would be a great song while you were working on a ship. Everybody's tired. Yeah, that's going to uplift morale. Like, you're going to have fun with that. It's a little funny. It kind of makes you smile, but it's also easy to get into, sing along, and kind of just like belt it out together. I have a ton of sea shanties that I just love. I absolutely adore. I can't play them all. You will all be mad at me. And it will just be me being a DJ, and literally nobody wants that. A pirate sea shanty DJ sounds bad. Unless you're me, that actually sounds great. Spotify, if you want to create a pirate DJ, I'll use that. But I'm going to play a couple more just because I can't help myself, but I'm not going to go overboard, hopefully. But I have to share one of my favorites. It's Time Flies When You're Having Rum. And time is spelt like the seasoning, because it's the band. The band is Pirates for Sail, and sail is written as that. Like, all of their songs, all of their stuff is a pun. And I love it. So here's a little bit of that. France and Spain, and we took what we could, and we gave none back, for that's the pirate's code. And the wake we left in the Caribbean Sea ran red with blood. Now the Admiralty in London sent a fleet to hunt us down, and a trader in Port Royal told them where we could be found. They surrounded us and Nassau, the captain shouted, let them come. The fight'll be over soon enough, time flies when you're having rum.
Time flies when you're having rum, you boys, time flies when you're having rum. When you're sailing under the black flag and you're firing all your guns, when you take a Spanish treasure ship, you're defined by the rule of thumb. The voyage will be over soon enough, time flies when you're having rum.
Yeah, of course, my only problem with that song is I'm a huge nerd. You're not firing all your guns under the black flag. If you're firing all your guns, you're showing no quarter. That's the red flag, my friend. And yeah, pirates had a red flag. And in fact, Blackbeard was known to just kind of constantly fly it just for the sake of invoking fear in people. That red flag is bad business. Black flag, not so much. But still, it's fun. And I think the problem is a lot of these songs are still written more for kids. But they're pirate songs, so people like me still enjoy them. So they're not getting into the nitty gritty of pirate details or lore. It's just for fun. And I love ones like that. It's great. And again, that's not what they would have sung back then. Not even the same kinds of words. But I can imagine them just singing silly stuff. Because if you read some of the lyrics and some of the stuff that we do have, some of them were just so goofy. And you know, it was just to make each other laugh. Because when you're out on the sea, sometimes that's what you need. And one song that always makes me laugh, that it's really hard for me not to sing along with, and I, guys, I'm sorry. This is The Longest Johns. Even their name is funny. The song is Chicken on a Raft. And I apologize if it gets stuck in your head forever, but it might. Yeah.
Hi-yo, chicken on a raft, chicken on a raft on a Monday morning. Oh, what a terrible sight to see. Tap-toes forward and the dustman's out. Sitting there picking at a chicken on a raft. Ay-yo, 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 chicken on a raft. An Amazon girl.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say about that one. Like, I don't know if there's any meaning to that at all. But man, it's fun. Just chicken on a raft on a Monday morning. What a terrible sight to see. Yeah, I don't know. I have fun with that stuff. And sometimes that's all these were about. They were just fun, making each other laugh, trying to throw each other off with just some silliness. I miss this kind of music. That the stuff that isn't meant for performance, but it's meant for camaraderie, meant for community building. It's meant for us to work together, for us to do this together. I would love if at my work, for some reason, the grill cook looked over at me and went, I'd sing with him. Let's do it, man. I don't know. I love this kind of stuff. I'm sad that some of it seems to have gone to the wayside. We more care about performers, about seeing Taylor Swift on stage. I love Taylor Swift. But I also wish that we wouldn't just only find the celebrities to worship who have better voices than all of us. And sometimes maybe treat equally the music that's not meant because, wow, they're incredible, but meant because that was fun and we can sing it together. And sometimes that's, to me, is more important than the incredible singers I get to hear in today's world that we get to know because of the internet. And it's cool. I love that stuff. But just as important to me is having these songs we can sing together. So one thing that did uplift my spirits, I don't like TikTok. I don't like the Chinese government. That's only partially a joke. It's actually just true, but I'm making fun of myself right now. But one thing that did come out of it that I enjoyed, I think this was a couple years back now, but the song Wellerman became pretty popular. And Nathan Evans is doing some of these sea shanties for today. And it's songs that we can sing together. I don't think that they're as age inappropriate as Aelstrom can be. And Nathan Evans, again, this is more of your classic sea shanty. So it's not metal. It's not that kind of stuff. It's the kind of stuff we can sing together. Seeing Wellerman made popular did my spirit good, even if it was just for a short period of time. It was just a fad. But I'm going to play some because I still like Wellerman. And again, I think Nathan Evans is awesome.
Soon may the Wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Da 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 da. Before the boat had hit the water, the whale sail came up and caught her, hands to the side, harp and fought her when she dived down low. Soon may the Wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One.
Yeah, and if you guys ever just want to imagine me on a road trip, you could almost definitely imagine me driving. Some of the other people are asleep, so I don't have it blasting all the way. You know, I have it enough for myself, and I'm just sitting there driving going, soon may the Wellerman come. You know, I'm not even going to pretend to sing. I'm just going to do awful voices because my singing voice is awful. But you can imagine me singing this, bringing sugar and tea and rum. Yeah, yeah. I love rum. I had a pastor once make a joke when I went to speak at a church, said, if it were Josh, instead of turning the water to wine, Jesus might have turned it into rum. And I hope so. I hope Jesus loves me like that. Yeah. Another song from Nathan Evans, and this is going to get at the heart of me being sad that we don't have more of these songs that are meant for community building instead of just the ones about popular singers. Again, I love the popular singers. I think Nathan Evans is incredible. I think Taylor Swift's incredible. Ed Sheeran. There's some people I really love who are popular artists. I am pumped for the next time Sabrina Carpenter Lee drops some music. I just wish we treated equally songs that were meant to sing together. So this song by Nathan Evans is called The Last Shanty. And I love it. It's a lot of fun, but it also gets to the heart of what I'm sad about.
Was an engine that first went up and down, and then with more technology, the engine went around. We know our steam and diesels, but what's a main yard for? A stoker ain't a stoker with a shovel anymore. Don't haul on the rope and don't climb up the mast. And if you see a sailing ship, it mightn't be your last. Just get your civvies ready for another run ashore. A sailor ain't the sailor, ain't the sailor anymore. And two cans of beer a day, and that's your bleeding lot.
Yeah, so it's a sailor ain't a sailor man anymore. You know, all our technology, we just have stuff streamlined, meant to be efficient, which is great. I love that our ships are efficient now, that we're not just using sailboats to transport stuff. I wouldn't get half the stuff that I want from Amazon. I love it. But I also love the old stuff, the sailing ships. I love the shanties. There's another song, I don't remember who does it, but it's The Last Shanty Man. It's like, you might be the last shanty man. There might not be another. And there's something about that, like the last shanty, the last sailor, the last shanty man. It makes me sad, but I like this music because it tells me that other people feel what I'm feeling of like, man, I wish we just had more of this music that was meant to sing together. And because I don't want to leave on a downer, I have hope. I have hope. There are still some songs in pop culture that are like anthems. So I want you guys with me. Imagine a good pirate ship. We're not going Edward Teach. We're not going Blackbeard. I'm not going to go Bartholomew Roberts. I mentioned with the Drunken Sailor, I wanted to tell you guys this bit because it's kind of funny. Part of his pirate codes was no excessive drinking. They bent that rule because they had like a super blowout victory. They were just awesome, right? Yeah, it's fine this time.
eventually, the reason Bartholomew Roberts and his ship gets caught, it was for drunk driving. So he had a rule about not excessive drinking. They broke it once. Then when the Navy comes to chase his ship, that's when they were drunk. They had a drunk at the wheel. They weren't able to get away. So it's kind of funny. Their own rule about excessive drinkiness, they broke it, and that ends up being why they get caught. Just kind of some, I don't know. I love good irony, and when it's historic irony, it's even better. I don't know. And I like drinking. You know, I'm against drinking and driving, even if it's a sailor ship. But I just thought that fun, that story's just funny to me. And it just ties into drunken sailors so well. And I talked a lot about Bartholomew Roberts this episode. We got to. Okay. I don't want you to imagine Bartholomew Roberts for this song, though. Ignore his ship. They were awful. Some of the worst massacres that pirates ever did was from him. Look it up. It's just wild stuff. Not Edward Teach. If you don't know why, you should know why. I love Henry Morgan. I don't want to imagine him because he was too much of a capitalist. It's a whole thing. I loved him. He was a great rum runner, a great businessman. Maybe we can go with the gentleman pirate. Let's go with none of who was once Blackbeard's second man. We're going to go with Stede Bonnet, who, by the way, I just want to throw out there, if you haven't seen Our Flag Means Death on HBO, incredible show. It's all about Stede Bonnet, this silly pirate culture with a lot of actual historic accuracy where you're like, really? They fill in some gaps that historians have kind of given up on figuring out what actually happened. They answer it in some comedic ways that are, I mean, just as likely as real ways, because we don't know what happened. It's a lot of fun. So we're going to imagine Stede Bonnet ship, the gentleman pirate, with his gentleman pirate crew who just want to be the pirates who don't do anything. But, you know, they have to steal enough to get by. But, you know, let's imagine this crew has some of these people who used to be in slave work, have some of these women who are widowed, who don't have rights, don't have way to make money, who are just left poor and alone on the streets. And they've joined Stede Bonnet ship. And they sing this song. They get modern music somehow, and we get to hear Florence and the Machine, The Dog Days Are Over, with this ragtag bunch of crew realizing, hey, yeah, we're going to be pirates. It's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be like, oh, our lives are suddenly perfect and better now, and no problems will ever happen. But, hey, the days of being a slave, the days of being poor, alone, of having no way to get our own power back are done. Yeah, yeah, it probably wouldn't have been the horses, it would have been like the ships, the whales, the, you know, whatever. Can you hear them? Here they come. The dog days are over. We are no longer slaves. We are no longer widows. We're pirates. A pirate's life for me. We will be the pirates who don't do anything. The dog days are over. I don't know. I love it. Again, I don't endorse piracy. I don't endorse the terrible things that they did. I do endorse taking some joy in the marginalized, taking their power back. I do endorse being a little happy when those rich, powerful people who don't care about individuals who are being hurt all around them get what's coming to them. I'm okay. You smile at that, right? Let's not diligent and blunder or all the other stuff. But, you know, there's something to say about this kind of rebellion, about this type of culture that's carefree, that's out on the sea, that stands for freedom. You know, when my favorite Bible verse, actually, it's Galatians 5:1. It's for freedom that Christ set us free. Freedom is something incredibly important to me, both as an American, as a Christian, as a pirate, lore, pirate historian, aficionado, whatever you want to call me, geek, pirate geek. Freedom is just incredibly important to me. It's why I love One Piece. You know, it's pirates. It's nothing like actual pirates, but it's still about freedom. And at the heart of any discussion about pirate lore, culture, storytelling, media, if freedom isn't there, I don't think it's pirates. And that's not to say that that's what actual pirates were always concerned about. Some of them probably weren't. Some of them were just about the money. Some of them wanted to kill people. You know, some of them were just bad people. But when we think about pirates, and you're talking about pirate historians, people who participate in this culture, who have this community together, it's about freedom. It's like what Captain Jack Sparrow said. You know, the Black Pearl is freedom. That's what this is all about, really, at the end of the day. And That's why I love some of these anthem songs. When I first heard, I think I've heard it a few times, but when I first appreciated The Dog Days Are Over with, you know, Florence in the Machine, it was at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy 3. I'm a huge geek. I was watching this movie. I was enthralled. I loved it. And they tie it up and you see there's still a lot of hurt, a lot of sadness being processed, but also you could see the way forward. And it's The Dog Days Are Over. And it made you want to belt it out. Like, I couldn't do that in the theater because that's not the kind of world we live in. It'd be cool if it was, because, you know, it's not a sea shanty. But I got in my car. I mean, I belted it out. And these anthems that are songs that are meant for being sung together. I think Florence and the Machine meant for us to belt that out in the car together, right? The dog days are over. Sometimes it's hard to sing in the world that we live in now. But because I can imagine it so, I can sing it. I can participate in that pirate rebellion for freedom and say, you know what? I might still live in this world where these things are happening to the marginalized, to the immigrants, where slurs are being thrown out against other people, and it's said okay to say these bad words again. You know, it's okay to say stuff that, I mean, I don't know. As humans, I thought we were past so much of this. But man, to participate in a little bit of that rebellion, a little bit of that freedom, a little bit of that seeing the marginalized get their power back, and just enjoy this media, to sing together, it does my heart good. So, hey, yeah, it's just a silly pirate song. I'll give you that. It is. It is just some silly pirate song, except for the Florence and Machine. I don't think that was meant to be a pirate song. But a lot of this, it was just some silly pirate songs, some silly sea shanties, whatever. But to me, it's more. I think to other people, it also means more. If you're one of them, let me know. I'd love to hear from you. So you could have other silly songs. I'm soon going to be doing an episode on how the show Adventure Time uses music throughout the show. Specifically, I want to focus on the two songs in the finale of season 10. So it's Time Adventure and then the Island Song, Come Along With Me. Because I think that show does some incredible stuff with music. It shows the power of melody, of rhythm. And on a show about music with no rhyme or rhythm, that's something I just couldn't not talk about. So we're going to be talking about that. So we cross over a couple different places. So be looking for that episode coming soon on how Adventure Time plays with music. Remember, again, rate, review the show wherever you get your podcast. We don't have a release schedule. So if you're not subscribed, you're not reading, reviewing, and telling other people about it, there's no way anyone's going to know when episodes come out, because we don't even know when episodes are going to come out. So do that. Rate, review, share the show with somebody. Subscribe to the channel, please, so that you know when stuff happens, whether it's YouTube, Spotify, wherever you get this. We hope you guys can join us in making more episodes. You know, again, if you want to make your own, email me, let me know. But we also hope you can join us in just continuing to find more music to sing along to as we all make some joyful noises together. Till next time. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Some Joyful Noises, a proud member of the Anazal Podcast Network. You can listen to other Anazal podcasts with the link that's down below in this show's description. If you have ideas for this show or would like to lead one of these episodes, then you can email us at anazalministriespodcast@gmail.com and pitch an idea to us, and we'll talk about it and see whether or not we can make it work for you to lead your own episode. We hope to hear from you soon, and that you'll help us keep it noisy.